Always wanted to see
Samantha.
We're going to Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, Ellen.
That's so gross. Well, we're totally like getting high.
Ricky! Ricky! Ricky!
Go easy and slow.
Have you ever had an STD, Ricky? Just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's gonna break.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is episode 82.
And we have good news. I am in the studio in Lakeland, Florida with Mr. Richard. And I'm on vacation. I'm here for 2 weeks.
He's on awakation.
Awakation.
Yeah. He hasn't been doing anything but sleeping.
Pretty much, yeah. The jet lag is killing my ass.
And doing a couple other things.
Mm-hmm. Video games and such.
And junk.
So, yeah. How are you doing?
This is weird. Yeah. Doing the same room and looking at one another.
Mm-hmm. It tempts me. So, this week... we haven't been doing them as often.
No.
They've been coming out like the same, but we haven't been recording as much.
Yeah, because the episode 81 is coming out tonight, actually.
Right.
So it's been over a week since the last one's been released.
Ow! So we also have good news. Ricky turns 30 tomorrow, which...
That's not good news.
Yeah, which means not actually tomorrow. It means a couple of days ago on Monday, March 5th.
Right.
And we just had a big party for him on Saturday at his friend Charisse's house, and it was fucking ghetto fabulous.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Everybody, I seemed to fit in quite well, and it was cool. It was like everybody was really accepting because I'm like the only guy that looks like me in Lakeland, Florida that I've seen pretty much. And by that, I mean, I guess, alternative looking. I don't know.
Punky,
I guess. I don't know. Everybody thinks skater boy, but they don't know what a skater boy is when they call me skater boy.
Avril Lavigne knows what a skater boy is.
Exactly.
And so does Cincy Cub.
And I'm not that. But I don't know. I just comfortably put on whatever. So I went there and I was like the only person looking like me. And
well, Ryan and Wagner kind of.
Yeah, but they're just white kids. Like, they didn't have rhythm. I'm just fucking. But, like, no, it's true. I went there, and it was cool. I, like, totally fit in. I apparently have a very... Well, I know I have a very wide taste in music. I was looking through Charisse's CDs, and Charisse is, like, this 34-year-old black woman, and she's, like, crazy, and I don't know. She's all over the dance floor and just, like, oh, my God, that white boy did not just do that. And I was looking through his CDs, and I pulled out, like, I was playing like R. Kelly and we were playing Janet Jackson and fucking Rapper's Delight and like I pulled out some Barry White.
Motel, Motel, Holiday Inn.
Say what? It was cool. We had a really good time. Everybody brought food. And
I got a little tipsy.
Like, yeah, he did. Yeah, he was dancing. I was like, he must be drunk because I've never seen him dancing. So
I was dancing like a white boy.
Yeah,
with a bunch of black women. It's awesome.
They're booty dancing. It brings like my ghetto accent out when I come back to Florida and I talk to people who are like from the South, because in Phoenix it's like, well, it's all white people, so we all talk like this, like infomercials and cell phones and blah blah blah. And yeah, it's like not. It's funny, but it only lasts for so long. You know, 7 years of that, and I'm done.
Is this how funny?
Just like that.
We're like testing some stuff out because like as long as we're in the same room we can like add noises and stuff to the podcast and both of us can hear it.
Right. We can bust out like a morning show or like Howard Stern, you know.
So we're
except
just
good.
Except for good.
It's true, man.
That was weird.
Yeah. I met a guy named Hayward the Third at Cerise's.
We should have played his songs on the podcast.
Yeah, they're not licensed yet, right? We could do that shit.
That would have been cool.
But he's kind of like an R&B hip hop kind of guy. He's got a real smooth sound to him and he can actually sing Wink, wink, cough, cough, cough,
cough, cough, cough, cough. Oh, I wonder what you're thinking about.
Cough, cough, Ja Rule, who cannot sing. Yeah, you know, it's funny when rappers are like, you know, thugging and bitches and hoes and money, and then it's like, where would I be without my lady? And it's like, they can't sing.
You're going to blow us out.
Yeah, it's bad. So this guy can actually sing. He's like 20-something. He's on MySpace. His name is Hayward the Third, as in three... You know, Roman numerals, not the third with the RD.
And, is it Hayward the Third?
No, it's just Hayward the Third.
Hayward Third, okay.
Yeah, cool guy. I told him, honestly, his music would probably do a lot better out west. And not like I have like music connections or anybody or anything, but I know a lot of people. So it's like...
Yes, you do. You're a famous podcast star.
There we go. But it's like, you know, I know a lot of people and... You know, I got people I know who got people they know, so I suggest you lay low. I'm just joking. I had to bring that in. No, so I figured, you know, I would show some of my friends it, and, you know, one of my friends, Noelle, is, like, all over the clubs, and I'm sure she'd be like, DJ, play this song, and pop in that CD, and it's good. And, in Florida, it's like, there's tons of hip-hop and rap and R&B people all over the place, because most of the state is black and Latino, and there's, like, no white people.
Right.
So it's, like, good to have that kind of music in the rest of the U.S., where I think it would really make a big, you know, a big impact, because they don't know nothing about hip-hop and rap in Phoenix.
Yes,
they try to, but...
There has to be some famous rapper from Arizona.
No.
No?
There's not even... I mean, as far as famous goes, Miami itself is not even... We have
Miami.
Pitbull. We have Pitbull and Trick Daddy. That's, like...
Trick Daddy was from Phoenix?
No, from Miami. I'm talking about Miami.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Phoenix, nobody. Phoenix is actually the Christian rap capital of
what?
Bull
How
sugar.
Does Christian rap go?
It goes like Jesus in my home.
Jesus.
I'm down with JC, yo. Do that laugh track.
Oh.
There we go. So
we're going to be like all the other podcasts. We're going to put some fart noises on here.
Yeah, except I'm going to make them for real. It's going to be like, so we're going to have some crazy stuff too. Like, you know,
we're going to have to get puff guards.
What?
Puff guards.
Puff guards.
Yeah. You put them over the microphone. So when you have a, you don't get that
noise. It
doesn't
get the, right.
You know, like if you have to say poo poo.
Right. Like poo poo platter.
Or penis.
Right. So, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm stepping all over your ass.
That's a bad thing?
Not with my feet. I don't have a fetish. Ah! We are so
We're
fucking
retarded.
Done already. I know. So,
we just finished watching Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's not as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was totally different than I thought it was going to be. Completely.
And you're kind of upset because the cute guy died. The cute chubby boy.
Well, he was like dead but zombified.
He was
or
annoying me.
Yeah. I don't care about ruining it for anybody because
it's
Shaun of the Dead and it's like 3 years old and fuck you. If you haven't seen it, shut
the The other guy, David, the one with the glasses, he was getting on my fucking nerves too.
Yeah,
he reminds me of someone that I know.
And he looks exactly like Harry Potter, just
Harry
like 10 years
Harry Potter.
Ago. Harry Potter. Give me a Dr. Pepper. That's all I can say. So it was all right. There's some really funny. Ooh,
that means funny.
Oh, well,
no,
funny.
I'm just saying.
Well, funny if you count Shaun of the Dead. No, there was lots of little like there's this one part where they're trying to convey a message in the movie, and so he's switching TV channels, and the entire sentence is played out over 8 channels that he's switching through, and they all match up, and one of them is like. Morrissey singing, and there's a newscast, and the other one is like a talk show, and it's cool. It's very creative, and a lot of the way they do a lot of the cinematography is good, and I'd never seen it, so it was like, this is cool, but I don't know, it wasn't really that funny or that scary, so the whole survival comedy thing like didn't really work, because it was like...
Well, what was kind of cool was the guy that made our subs today was from England, so...
Yeah, so
we had
already,
public subs.
Yeah, we already got used to the accent before we came home and watched Shaun of the Dead. What did he say? He was like, oh, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I'll take a look. I can't do any accents.
I can't.
The only thing I can do is talk like this.
Is talk like that.
Talk like good old
like
Southern
John Mellencamp and shit.
And junk.
You can't talk Mexican, man.
So, we have breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
I'm going to... Huh?
the breaking news.
Oh, I know. I was gonna say I was gonna copy the little fatty cast because they have breaking news, something like that.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah, but Samantha broke up with her boyfriend.
Right on! Yay!
Oh, we need clapping noises.
Yeah, we gotta get applause.
Let's get a clapping noise.
Ricky will find that on.
So there. Samantha has broken up with Sean. I think forever this time. So
hopefully.
She'll be on the show one day.
Yeah, here we go. Can have a threesome on here.
Ooh.
There Woo! We
go. Oh, you know what? I don't think that recorded. Let's bring it over here.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Samantha broke up with her boyfriend.
Woo!
Which is apparently a very good thing. I haven't met him, but I guess I don't need to.
Oh, he's a big loser.
Right.
But he is cute.
Okay.
You would. I think you would like
him. Well, I saw the picture and it was like, no.
Nah, I think you would like him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a little bigger now.
Ooh. Ooh, all them jokes.
Just all that beer.
Oh, shit. That'll do it to you.
So we watched... what else have we done? We had it at Roadhouse Grill.
Yeah.
Where, like, the guy behind us was
like the pimp.
He was gross as hell. Like, he was...
It was like Porky's. It was like Porky's.
He was old fat man, and he had greasy white hair that was sticking up.
And all these white trash girls, like, all over him.
All the waitresses were all over him, and they were like...
I could just see him, like, you know...
Ugh.
Coming in for the night. Where's my money, bitch? Sorry, daddy.
Right.
Sorry, suck daddy. Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Sick, he was gross.
Yeah, he was gross. If anybody hasn't been to Roadhouse Grill, it's exactly like Bill Johnson's Big Apple over in Phoenix. I think they have it in Texas, too. It's like one of those places where you can throw the peanuts on the floor, and they have all this kind of Western American food. It's good, but...
like rattlesnake pasta.
Yeah, and...
But it's actually chicken.
Yeah.
But even though the server said, how do you want your rattlesnake cooked?
And you were like, really?
I was like, wait, it says chicken.
And then I freaked him out because I was like, well, we actually do have that in Arizona.
What I like about it is they serve all your drinks in a mason jar.
Yeah, it's like these huge... Like,
32-ounce
like,
mason jar.
Yeah, like jars you keep a bug in or something, you know, scorpions or some shit.
Pickles.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a job. So, well, basically, the only thing I've been doing here while Ricky's been at work and school has been playing this game called Technic Beat on the PlayStation 2.
I don't get it.
And I had to talk like 3 minutes about it because it's way cool. It's from like... that's fuck you in robot
speak. That means
speak.
It's over.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like... what is that like? That's like F-Zero. Well, you never played F-Zero. It's like a racing game. It's like real like 80s butt rock, like newscast. Like, yeah, man, Fox 10 News. Right. So, Technic Beat is a music rhythm game like Dance Dance Revolution or Busta Groove or Parappa the Rapper or any of those, except it's completely different. It's very much like that where you keep a beat. I think anybody should try it out. I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's very addicting.
I don't get it.
He doesn't get it. You basically start out in a square stage, and instead of you know, using your feet or pressing buttons to get the rhythm, you know, that correspond with the buttons on the screen like DDR, you walk around the stage with a little character, and these rings show up on the stage. And when a ring from within them grows and meets the outer ring, right at that moment, you hit the beat. And it'll make, you know, a piano or a drum or whatever's going on with the song. Because if you don't do it right, the song doesn't sound right. So it's like you make the music. And the cool thing about the game is that there's like 30 or 40 different like Namco licensed games. So they have like remixes of like Pac-Man and Dig Dug and Galaga. And
to do the dances, dude?
Yeah, like all the music. Like most of it is just like brought by the people who made the game. But then like 50 of the songs are all Namco.
So they
games.
Have dun, dun, dun.
No, that's,
oh, that's Mario.
Mario. Yeah.
What's
no,
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man is, no, it's, you know, I don't know.
Oh, when he dies?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's like Pac-Man and Dig Dug and Galaxian and Galaga, and it's pretty cool. But anyway, people should pick it up if you like music games. I was telling Kyle, one of our listeners, who's helping us out with the webpage.
Kentucky.
Promo.
Oh,
I don't know.
Let's do... That's
like rerun. No, that's like bummer. That's Japanese.
Little Fatty Cast uses that.
Did they?
They use that too. There we go. It's like seeing God. So every time we say Kyle, we'll say.
So Kyle's helping us out with the webpage, and I don't know, he's really into video games apparently too, and he has a long distance boyfriend, and
he does?
Yeah, this guy, I can't remember his name. He lives about an hour and a half away. It's not
I
too
wish
bad.
That's all you live for.
I know,
for
right? I'd be coming over for booty calls on the weekends.
Oh, and on the weekdays.
Yeah. After work.
I know. Yeah. You'll be working in my apartment.
In the sweatshop you have going back there to support this show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, so should we talk about the bumper sticker?
We shall.
The bumper sticker.
The one.
Bumper sticker.
Right.
That we got.
Right.
Is the winner.
Right. The one.
Should we say who the winner is or wait?
Well, we got two, right?
By the same person?
No, and then we got another one. Some girl?
No.
We didn't get a female correspondent?
No.
No, no, no. The news one.
I don't know which one it is.
All right, we got too many on there.
I don't know. There we go. No.
No, that's Kyle. Okay. No, that's not Kyle. That's a Japanese.
Anyway. No, that was Amy, and she said she was going to send us something, but she didn't. It's too late.
Well, if she sends it and it rocks, then we'll just use that.
But we're supposed to pick the winner now.
Okay, like, okay. So
February 28th was the last day.
It's
and I was supposed to take episodes, the pilot through 25 off too.
Right, but we're being lazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because we haven't recorded in a while.
I distracted Ricky with penis. I'm sorry. Oops.
Oh, clap.
Yeah. All right, so the winner?
Ray.
Ray Kwan.
Ray won the bumper sticker, so.
And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's simple. It's easy. Right. It's easy for everybody to read, and Snogger came up with the Foul Monkeys emblem that we have now.
Right, which is awesome. I love it.
Which is way
and
cool.
Then Ryan, Bobo Dreams, was working on something too.
Yeah, if you read Bobo Dreams on LiveJournal, he has this comic called
Activate. Oh.
Well, that's like
that's
his series.
Kid
then,
Zero.
Yeah, Kid Zero is the comic. It's really crazy. It's out there. You kind of have to like comics a lot to really like grasp it, because if you read it right in the, I mean, if you go into it right in the middle, it's like going into a video game you never played before. It's like, whoa. So, but it's pretty cool. In the latest installment, he has a poster of Foul Monkeys with like a monkey version of me on there.
Right.
In the back. And it's like so Planet of the Apes looking. It's real cool. I was like, yeah.
It's hot. It looks like you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I wonder if mine's going to be like.
I have chops and shit.
Donkey Kong. Or Godzilla. No, Godzilla's
no,
a dinosaur.
That's a lizard, yeah.
Oh. Whatever.
I don't know. No, you mean King Kong. That's what you're talking about. What you talking about?
Yeah, King Kong.
King Kong.
Did you see that movie, the new one?
No.
Where you have to
Peter
see
Jackson,
it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Is that right?
But it's like when they all go to the island, they're like the lady's like Kong Kong.
Who's the girl, the pretty girl? Who plays that? Somebody famous, right?
Yeah.
It's like Charlize Theron or some shit.
Scarlett Johansson.
Is it?
I don't know.
No.
It's one of them.
It's like Kate Blanchett or something.
No.
I don't know. I'm going to look this shit up.
So, yeah, Ray's the winner, so he's going to be on our show one day. Mm-hmm. We'll have to set up a time for him.
He can Skype us and we can Skype him up the ass.
It's kind of hot.
Bear Watch looks like it's going to be hot. It is still. When is it? I have such a bad memory. It's in May, right?
May 8th.
Yeah, May 8th. I'm almost positive.
Go to the website. Check it out.
I'm going.
So I want to talk about some people that have joined the Frapper map.
Go ahead.
We have someone from Youngstown, Ohio. He didn't leave their name. So we're going to need you to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and let us know who you are.
Naomi Watts is the King Kong.
Yeah, that's
right.
And then we have Gareth in Portsmouth, England. We have a new international listener.
Right.
We have Daredevil in Greece, who I talk to online a lot.
Is he blind?
Cute. No, he's not blind.
Okay. Is he Ben Affleck?
No, I wish.
No.
But anyway, he's in Greece, and he says it's not cool to be like gay there or anything, so he doesn't want to use his real name. Oh, but yeah. I talk to him online all the time. He's real nice.
He's yeah, you're right. It's no. It's May 18th through the 20th of 2007. Better watch eight, bitches. Go.
And then we have Richard from Salina, Ohio. So all of you guys, give us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and let us know how you heard about us. Tell us all about yourself. We'll talk about you. And what's it, you want to make out with them? You want to make out with them?
Yeah, I was licking the microphone. That's got to be a cut right there. Yeah, we have international listeners and they love us because we sound American and we talk about gay stuff. And apparently we're not as nasty as we used to be. Who said that?
We're not as parent as what? Oh, your friend, Amy.
Yeah, Amy was like, you guys aren't as foul as you used to
You're
be.
You're not
God
as foul.
Damn.
Y'all need to start working on that shit.
So should we start talking about anal leakage and cunt dripping and like fetus toilet?
That's hot.
Shit.
Let's talk green pussies now.
Green pussies? Like okay. Jolly Ranchers?
A Jolly Rancher pushed up a cat's pussy. Ooh, we'll make it cinnamon so it burns.
Ooh. Gets me so excited.
That's so hot. I know.
You know this.
So, what else are we going to talk about? Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias. This guy Enrique from California been listening to us for about a year, which is crazy.
Yeah, where did you hear about us?
Yes, tell us. If you found this, you know, if you found a lost flyer or bumper sticker in the alleyway, that's cool.
If that's not possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe someone wrote Foul Monkeys on the bathroom wall.
Wink, wink.
At a bathhouse.
Mm-hmm. Or went to the Mac store and posted it on the huge, like, 80-inch screen.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be fucking cool. So, Enrique, you're cool. Thank you. We appreciate the applause and the applause. And
oh. Shit. What happened?
We can edit it. So, Enrique, you're cool. Thank you for listening and... It's right on.
What is that noise?
That's my phone.
How rude.
That's birds. I don't know. So, yeah. The more I'm here, the more we'll have more to talk about. It's just kind of been like a let's get over the jet lag party for Herb over here. That's me. You know.
And I've been working and going to school, so it's a lot for me, too. So
every time we get a chance off, since I haven't seen Ricky in like 3 months, we're just like spending time and...
Time
and Cuban sandwiches and
Cuban sandwiches are good though.
Yeah, I had some of that shit tonight. It was good. So I wanted to real quick. I talked about this on my live journal a couple months ago. People on MySpace, quit lying about your shit. If you are more to fucking love and you're like 400 pounds, don't be talking about a little extra. No, you're fat.
Preach it, brother.
Be fat. I'm skinny and I put. Skinny on there or whatever
you
it
put
is.
Not enough to love,
right? Not not enough to nourish, right? I put African on there.
Oh, that is so wrong.
I'm sorry, I had to. So no, but people, you know, I have a bunch of friends who are like, you know, especially straight guys with this fucking pride bullshit. I can't stand it. They're like, hi, my name is Bleep and I'm 5'7".
My name's Bad.
And I have red hair or brown hair or green eyes, or it could be a billion of people that I know, and they're like these huge guys, and there's nothing wrong with that because I think that's hot, but they're like a little extra, and it's like, no, you're dead. If you're a little extra, then I'm, you know, MySpace anorexic. That's what I am. So you put more to love, so good for you. Do you put more to love?
I you're like more to love more or to love. Baggage or something. So I don't know. Baggage? I don't know what I put actually.
I think it's so much. No, well, you're more to love anyway. So
I think great. I put I'm fucking fat. And I'm going to kill myself.
And he busted out the razor blades and started listening to
and
him.
And that's why I have pictures of me shirtless on right. MySpace.
We were seeing this
at Ricky _ Burton.
Hit him up. So we were at the mall and we saw this guy
Get
with
this.
Like a red Vampira fucking coat and eyeliner. And
oh,
he looked like
I know at the
Havoc.
Mall today.
Yeah, and he was like, that boy is scary. What do you call that, Herb? And I was like, well, he probably wouldn't like it, but he would most generally fit under the subculture of goth, and he'd probably be like, I'm not goth, I'm emo or whatever.
He looked like those people that go to Larks. and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a lark is?
Uh-uh.
It's like people that play vampires and stuff, and they go to parties, and they're called larks.
Like furries except vampires?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
When I was like 18 or 19, I was living in an apartment complex in Radford, Virginia.
Yeah.
With my friend Melissa, and downstairs they were having a lark. And like they were all vampires and all that crap, and they had all these black lights in their apartment.
Right.
And they had written on the walls, I guess in white soap or something, it said blood.
In deodorant.
We love blood.
They busted out the speed stick.
Welcome to welcome to the lark.
You know, it's funny.
And they're weird.
I've watched a lot of vampire.
I'm not finished telling my story yet.
Oh, go ahead. Are you done?
No, I just want to say they actually had vampire teeth.
Like the plastic ones on Halloween?
No, like they had them professionally done so they stick on their teeth and they look fucking
real. So they
real.
Can't eat anything?
I guess. They probably wouldn't be getting any good at sucking cock. Cock.
Yeah, but they'd be drawing blood, so I guess that's what they're after anyway.
What happened to our noises? They're gone.
I don't know.
It's not the right ones.
Yeah, it doesn't like
oh, well.
It's funny, though. I've never heard Lark, and I've watched a lot of, like, vampire animes, and I've never heard that word before. That's strange. I don't know. Vampires are cool, but only in fantasy. I don't know. American kids that try to bring it into reality are, you know, if to me, it's like, if you want to try to bring out the vampire within you, go to fucking Czechoslovakia or, like, Romania, where actual...
That's where the real shit is.
Right, where actual, like, you know... hundreds of year old castles exist with like weird people that have been there forever for generations.
Except for those movies with the vampires. What was that? It was an Underworld. What was the one that came out with
Oh, the kids, the Covenant or whatever?
No, not that one.
That was bad.
It had oh God. And it had what's her face in it? Kate
Yeah, Underworld, Kate Beckinsale.
Was that?
And she shoots the guns underneath her and she falls through the floor. And it's like the vampires versus
really
the werewolves.
Bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That was bad.
Because it's like they don't vampires in cities. It doesn't go together. Vampires like terrorize like old farm towns and kill
we go
innocent
together
people.
Like a womp womp shabomp, a womp shabam shabab.
We gotta have that on there too. So I don't know, people, anybody. I know we have tons of science fiction dorks and gay bears and a lot of gay people are like really into, well, not only astrology but like fantasy and like role playing and things
not
like
me.
That. Yeah, me either. Really.
I'm not into that.
I like video games a lot and I'm down with whatever's in the video game universe, but once I turn it off, it's like I step out of the universe and that's it.
Right.
But I don't know, anybody who's, well, Ryan's into comics. I mean, he could tell us. We could ask him. And comics go hand in hand with vampires and mutants and things like that, so it's like, yeah.
Oh, breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's something wrong with the noises. We don't know what it is.
Okay. They got sick.
I don't know what happened to them. They're like gone now. So, anyway, Marsha on MySpace.
Marsha.
I want to say hi. I was just looking through your profiles and found yours. I just got to Florida and barely know anybody. Well, if you want to converse or something, let me know.
Is she a slut?
Delete. Probably so. She's probably a big
fan.
Well,
look at the profile first. If it's like, hi, I'm Marsha, and I'm like 19, and like I'm usually really shy, but sometimes I like to take nude pictures. You want to see?
And me and my sister were like on a video cam right now, and we're totally bumping babies.
And
together.
We are like on Sluts Gone Wild, and we get crunked.
And you
up
know how many
shit.
Straight guys go to that shit?
I know.
They're so stupid.
They're desperate. That's what it is. They can't get no pussy.
Oh, it's back.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only noise we have. No. And that one.
We are reduced to two sound effects.
Yes.
And I'm touching myself inappropriately.
Here we go. I think this is something's going on here.
Let's I think see. You have to save it once you set it to it. Maybe it like got it.
I don't know.
Ouch.
There we go. We're back.
There we go. Back to our one laugh track. We love it. And our applause.
So actually, when we're like living together, or when you move here, we'll make this shit a whole lot better.
Yeah, it'll be rocking. I'll probably be out here in May, as I was telling Cerise and her husband, who is a really cool guy. He did not look 41.
No,
and Cerise does not look 34.
No,
and you don't look 30, and neither does Brandy.
I'm old.
Everybody's all young and shit.
and Jim.
So I can't wait till I lose my hair. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I want to tell everybody to go to iTunes and leave us a review. Enrique says he loves us so much, but he doesn't send us a review.
Well, it's probably because he's cool and he doesn't have iTunes.
Whatever, bitch.
Okay.
Go to
Oh, I thought it was gonna iTunes. Be like, bummer.
No. Oh. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. We need them. Mm-hmm. I want to be on the page of the comedy podcast.
That would be cool. Who's on there?
A lot of people.
Like, well, yeah, but who's like the main like showcase of the week or whatever?
We can hear that bag. Huh? We can hear the bag.
Oh, like the movie theater?
That was so funny. Anyway, go to iTunes, leave us a review. Fuck. So, Herb, what have you enjoyed the most since you've been here?
What I love about Florida is the food, the weather, the people.
No, me.
Oh. The sex. I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
No, I don't know. Ricky's a really cool guy, if anybody hasn't known already. And remember how we're going to talk about new listeners that might not know what we do and who we are and things? We can, like, put that in here now and then move it around later, edit it.
But then it's going to sound stupid. So let's wait until we do the next one.
Cool. Okay. So, I don't know. I miss Florida a lot. I miss the people, the food, the culture, the atmosphere, the, you know, the tolls, except not. But, you know, the theme parks, the water's only like an hour away or some shit. Mm-hmm. And that's incredible because in Phoenix, it's like 5 hours away to San Diego. And that's not the same water. It's not the Atlantic.
It's gross water.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's
cold,
it's fucking
water.
Freezing water. That's what it is. Yeah. And it's all deep and shit. You walk off and it's like, bam, 100 feet. And here it's like,
how's it go again?
Bam, 100 feet. Like,
slow motion.
Bam, 100 feet. I could do it really high pitched too.
Okay.
Bam, 100 feet. All right,
sound so like Colin.
Call. So what's that number, Ricky?
206-984-FOUL.
And check us out at foulmonkeys.com, which will be newly, soonly renovated and shit, thanks to
hopefully.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. He is...
The one that's like...
No. Yeah, Jesus, remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's got a little, tail on the end. Yeah. So Kyle's our cool guy. He's going to help us out with the website. The MySpace is still up, myspace.com/foulmonkeys, and our email is foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Exactly. Leave us a review on iTunes. And I wanted to say thank you to the Little Fatty Cast for mentioning the Foul Monkeys podcast.
You guys
and
cool.
Yes, Larry, you can start listening again. That's why I wanted to tell you more. That's why I wanted to tell the listeners more about us, because Larry was not aware that I had a new co-host.
Right.
He thought it was still Gina.
Okay.
And... he unsubscribed when Gina was on.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
I know.
So basically the whole show?
Yeah, pretty much.
He like heard you were having the podcast and then he was like, who's this guy? Click.
No.
No. Okay.
But Big Fatty still listens to the podcast.
Cool.
And he knew about you, but he doesn't know about you.
Well, I would like to thank Mr. Richard, Mr. Sexy Ricky, for inviting me to his apartment and letting me stay here and being a bum for 2 weeks because I'm not working and I'm just chilling. So it's really cool. All your friends are cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy your apartment. I enjoy your cat and your dog.
And you get to eat free food.
Exclusively. And now Ricky has the cutest dog. He was the album art, right?
In some of them, yeah. The last one. The last one.
Okay. And on, and this Foul Monkeys episode that's going to come out, which is, this will be 82. When we post this out, we have a new little, a monkey doll that we took pictures of.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be our little, like, Foul Monkeys mascot, aside from the picture that's not good.
Right.
You know. So, anyway, we are.
Oh, and you know what? I was supposed to mention, there's somebody, one of our listeners is going to do a new introduction for us. He's like a composer.
Mm-hmm.
I know. He's awesome.
Okay.
So he's going to work on that. I don't want to give his name out because I don't know if he wants to do that or not. So
okay. I want to get the guy that like does that. What's that song? She blinded me with science. That guy had the fucking groove.
What was his name?
I don't know. I gotta look it up, but like, I don't know. And then he had that science professor guy who's like, she blinded me with science. I don't know. I want that guy. He had that, you know,
I don't want 80s synth pop in my shit.
You don't want 80s synth pop in your shit?
No. I lived through that shit.
Yeah,
you don't remember a lot of it, I'm sure. You were born in what, 86?
I just, 85. Okay. I just remember the 70s, that's all.
Yeah, that's vicariously mean. Through your family.
You love that word. That is this episode is brought to you
by the word vicariously.
Yes. And the letters G, A, and Y.
Yeah.
All right, so
we're out of here, I guess.
All right.
We're gonna try to record a couple more shows while he's here.
Yeah, we'll stock up on shows and
maybe we'll do an everyday kind of thing.
Ooh.
That's a lot of work.
All night and all day.
Oh, and the podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people, you guys have a great day or night or a week or whatever.
Yep, listen
later
or die.
Welcome to the Jacques Strap Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubbyhole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jock, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bearwatch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC, oh my god, it's huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island, at a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a Bear Hung Top 8-inch.
BHT, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight hole to be in.
You know, the cost of Bear Watch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
Bearwatch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bearwatch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bearwatch 8, A White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bearwatch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strap, your woofy athletic supporter, signing off.